This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, February 24th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert, working at home today as Winter Storm Nancy drops ice all across the Ozarks. Safer to work from home than in the studio. But in addition to that, we've got a special program today as we try to make sense of what is happening, try to peer through the fog of disinformation around the situation in the Donbass, that breakaway region of eastern Ukraine. Joining us is a Defender Publishing author of such books as The Deeper State, Alliance of Evil, and Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, Pentagon insider, and proud to call him our friend. We welcome Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis back to the program. Bob, how do you process all of this? It's hard to make sense of who's telling the truth, and especially now with reports out there that deepfakes might be used to sway public opinion one way or the other. In your opinion, what has happened in eastern Ukraine and how significant is it?
Well, certainly the disinformation, Derek, is broad. The psychological operations are not just against the Ukrainian people, but it's against the West. And so you're right. It's hard to know who to believe and what to believe. I certainly would encourage people to read my article on Fox News that came out on Wednesday morning, so they can get a longer version of what I'm thinking. But you know, what we have before us is something that I think has been in the make for a long time. Now, I'm convinced absolutely that this would not have happened had not Mr. Trump left the Oval Office. The weakness accounted for, given what's gone on in Afghanistan and, you know, generally across the country, thanks to Mr. Biden's failures, has precipitated what Mr. Putin has put together here. Now, the playbook has not changed that much over the years. We saw this in 2008 when Putin took two provinces in the Republic of Georgia. We saw in the wake of the Sochi Olympics in 2014, the takedown of Crimea and the annexation of that area. And what they essentially have done in the last few days, of course, with the consent of the Russian Duma, is to declare the two eastern provinces of Ukraine independent countries. And, of course, then rushed in thousands of Russian troops that were poised to do precisely that. Over the last 24, 48 hours, we've seen what I call kind of the preparation of the battlefield. Some people call it hybrid operations. It's really psychological operations in which they are trying to discourage, create fear among the people. And they've sent through social media warnings to people that their ATMs are going to be shut down, letters or emails to soldiers saying you either leave, desert, or get killed. And then, of course, you've had all sorts of cyber attacks on various ministries and bank systems and the like. Mr. Putin is a master at manipulation. He has no scruples, no morals. He'll do what he thinks is necessary. And, you know, they believe, and you heard from his own mouth the other night when he made a speech, that Ukraine is not an independent country. It's part of Russia. It's part of the Russia-Ukrainian empire. And the idea that they want to break away and join the West vis-a-vis European Union, NATO, and so forth is ludicrous. And so Mr. Putin's doing whatever's necessary to prevent that from happening. And if he has to gobble it one bite at a time, he will do that. Now, the fact that they have a raid on all four sides of Ukraine, some estimates as high as 190,000 plus ships in the Black Sea. And they, of course, they have a regiment that's in Moldova in the southwest corner and Belarus to the north. You know, there's just little chance that that country, who is still rather backwards in terms of its military, has any chance of defeating the phalanx of sophisticated armor and artillery and aircraft that are now arrayed and could very quickly descend upon them. So, you know, this is well orchestrated. It's hard to know what Mr. Putin is going to do. If he does attack, it will be quick. And I would look for, I think the next indicators would be perhaps shutting down the electric grid, And once in the country's in the dark, once electronic warfare begins, along with more cyber, then you will begin to see air defense systems knocked out, airfields cratered with Su-25 bombs, and of course, any strategic arsenal or headquarters would be decimated if they can. And then, of course, the armor would roll, and it would roll very quickly, even though it, you know, the ground isn't all that frozen. They can roll quickly and take over, you know, the northeast city of Kharkiv, which is a historic military site, which they will. They've only 10 miles outside of the city limits right now. And then they could take Kyiv itself, I would say, within 2 days, both coming from Belarus to the north and from the west. And, of course, they have the forces down in Crimea. They can go from the south to the north. So much of the half of the country will be under Russian control within the first 2 days. And then if they go into the city of Kyiv, there will be fighting. There's no question about it. But it could be very alarming to see what the Russian soldiers, who have a reputation for being rather brutal, might do to those people.
You've talked before about the preparedness level of NATO and our NATO allies, and given that in her talk today, White House press briefing, spokesperson Jen Psaki made it clear that President Biden does not intend to send troops into Ukraine to defend Ukraine. The Germans have kind of poured cold water on the idea that Nord Stream 2 will be canceled permanently. It just appears to be a delay. I mean, the fact that gas reserves in Western Europe are at 5% right now in the middle of winter kind of speaks to the need for France and Germany to import more natural gas from Russia. It seems to me that Vladimir Putin has already got what he wants. If we're not going to send soldiers to Ukraine to defend it now, it's not likely in the future that we will admit Ukraine into NATO and thus be bound morally and legally by Article 5 to defend them then. What more does Putin hope to gain?
Yeah, it will never get into NATO. You know, Macron and Scholz have already indicated they'd vote against it, and it takes the unanimous consent of all 30 members to welcome a new member in. So that's out the window. You know, what Putin wants is, you know, Ukraine to be part of his area of influence. And then, of course, one of the reasons we sent 800 additional troops up to the Baltics, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, is because they're vulnerable as well. They're ethnic Russians. Just like a lot of people on the border with Belarus and the Poles and the Hungarians and so forth. So it's a vulnerable time. Putin doesn't necessarily intend to stop with Ukraine. And that's really where our interests come into play. You know, as you've indicated, Article 5 of the NATO treaty, you know, requires us to respond should a NATO ally be infringed upon, if their border is breached by an adversary. And that's why, you know, we've forward deployed some systems. We also have to recognize, and I've known for some time, that Nord Stream 2 was not going to be severed totally, in spite of what Mr. Biden has said, because the Germans are incredibly pragmatic, if not a very good ally. You know, they're not going to ruin their economy just because the U.S. president made a commitment. And of course, when he stopped our own XL pipeline, he devastated our ability to rush to the aid of Europe, which was really a very key capability that we could have offered in a time of crisis. But we no longer have that capability. In fact, just the other day, they stopped any drilling in national park land and BLM land and so forth in the United States. So, you know, they put a nail in that coffin for right now. And then we need to recognize that, yes, the White House spokeslady has indicated that we are going to suffer. Indeed, we will at the pump and, you know, probably at the grocery store and in other areas. We're going to pay more for defense because we find ourselves incredibly vulnerable now And it's not just because of what's going on with Russia and Europe. It's also because of what the Chinese will do as a direct result. And then finally, because I'm writing a new book and I think about these things, we are seeing the genesis of a new world order. And that new world order is going to cause countries across this world to reevaluate who they're going to align with. And you know, the authoritarians in Moscow and Beijing will realign the world. They've already got a good head start. I don't think a lot of people recognize how much progress they've made. And now that we have a weak president and a weak administration that cares more about their leftist agenda than about the American people, we're going to find the acceleration of that new world order, which is not going to be to our liking. So there are a lot of things that are interesting that are happening simultaneously. It's not all about Ukraine, but in a way, it's kind of a harbinger of what's going to come in the future.
I agree, and I believe that this is also playing to the agenda of the World Economic Forum. The middle class, especially in the United States, is an obstacle to their new world order, their great reset. And it's not a coincidence that you saw so many world leaders, including President Biden, using the phrase "build back better" over the last year or so. You mentioned President Xi of China. He surely has to be keeping a close eye on this. In fact, he's made some statements about Taiwan relative to what's happening between Russia and Ukraine. What do you expect to see from China in the days ahead?
Well, much of what we've seen in the past, with a bit of an acceleration, perhaps. We've seen for the last year aircraft flying around Taiwan. We've seen a lot of ships that have been going into the Taiwanese economic region. We've seen all sorts of incendiary statements toward the Taiwanese. And of course, the Chinese are pulling out every stop to stop any country from trading with, recognizing Taiwan, and so forth. So it's across the board. Will they invade anytime soon? I think they'd like to do it as bloodless as possible, and that may be in the works. However, you know, the Taiwanese are pretty resilient themselves, and they are armed up. We've been selling them a lot of weapons over the last few years, harpoons and F-15s and tanks and all sorts of rockets and air defense systems. So they're very, very capable. And they would inflict a heavy, damage on any incoming Chinese forces. However, ultimately, China will prevail if they put their minds to it. They have the largest military in the world in terms of personnel. They have thousands of ballistic missiles across the Taiwan Strait. They have submarines that surround the island and so forth. Now, would that provoke Japan to come to its aid? Certainly, former Prime Minister Abe indicated that, yes, Japan would. And in fact, at one point in the last 100 years, the Japanese ruled Taiwan. Would the U.S. come in and jeopardize perhaps an aircraft carrier? And after all, on the first island chain is Guam, where we have an Air Force base, a naval base. And we also have in the Japanese chain a marine facility and a host of Navy and even an Army facility up in the mainland. So we have a lot at stake. And would we honor our commitment to the Taiwanese and if they decide to attack? Well, we'll have to wait and see. This administration does not curry a lot of encouragement for those of us that have watched the geopolitical world.
Yeah, it was rather comical today seeing a tweet from horror fiction author Stephen King saying that President Biden or President Putin has made a serious miscalculation. He's forgotten that Trump is no longer in the White House. Like, well, it's a sadly, we're not living in Stephen King's imagination. We're living in the real world, and things out there appear to be going the way the Bible tells us it will, moving towards a globalist future. But until that day, we are to stand our ground and proclaim the hope that we have in Jesus Christ until that day comes.
I have been in Kiev, in Ukraine. I went there as in a chaplain's capacity many years ago, and I've worshipped in churches there. So there is a large Christian community, and so keep them in prayer because they will suffer tremendously, as will the rest of the Ukrainian people.
That's a good word. And that's one of the reasons we appreciate your work, not only your military expertise, but you're filtering it through a biblical lens. And that is truly a blessing. We thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.
The prophetic clock is ticking and time is running out. SkyWatch TV is proud to present the Tipping Point special offer. When you order Jimmy Evans' new book, Tipping Point, from the SkyWatch TV store, you'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's best-selling transhumanism expose, The Milieu, and the End Times Predictions Handbook, I Predict, which lays out the predictions of 12 global experts on what prophetic events we can expect by the year 2025 and how they will soon begin to impact our lives. From corrupt world politics and global pandemics to an unprecedented rebellion against God and His Word, humanity has reached a critical stage where we are left wondering what happens next. In his eye-opening book, Jimmy Evans uses his 45 years of experience in eschatology to examine biblical prophecies about the end times and point to their unmistakable parallels with today's world. With clear, insightful analysis of Scripture, he answers many timely questions, such as, are we actually living in the end times right now? How should believers respond to increasing immorality? Will Christians go through the tribulation? What role does Israel play in God's prophetic plan? Are COVID-19 and other world events announcing the imminent return of Jesus? You'll also receive I Predict, the End Times Prediction Manual for the coming days. Join 12 global experts such as Dr. Thomas Horn, Joel Richardson, Mark Biltz, Carl Gallups, Josh Peck, and many more as they examine extraordinary developments currently playing out in geopolitics, science, technology, and the supernatural through a biblical worldview, and what they believe will transpire before the year 2025. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer, you will receive The Milieu, where you will uncover why the world's top academics and futurists are identifying Dr. Thomas Horn and his milieu as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. Find out what this relentless team exposed about the rapidly approaching hybrid age and the glaring spiritual ramifications of merging man with machine that has top-level professors completely alarmed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for what's ahead and become a beacon of hope, peace, and encouragement for those you love in these tumultuous times we live in. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Tipping Point Special Offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.